100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was the heat of the moment. And we got a bunch of stories in from you, the weekly challengers. Although if you haven't sent one in yet and you've got an idea, we'll go ahead and record it and send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. But until then, well, let's go ahead and listen to the stories, all right?
Good morning, this is Richard. I have a cold. I also have a story, so let's give it a go. I didn't exactly have what you might call an exciting life. It's really pretty mundane. Get up, shower, get dressed, go to work, watch TV in the evenings, followed by bed. Then, one morning, I saw the ad, Space Settlers Wanted. For some reason, it caught my imagination, and frustrated by the bus to work being late for the third time in a week, in the heat of the moment, I dialed the number and applied. My life hasn't really changed at all. I do exactly the same things as I did before, only 12 million miles away in space. Right, I'm going to go off now and be miserable and ill. So until next week, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Do you know just how many people suddenly snap and end up killing someone in the heat of the moment? An argument that veers out of control. A bad day at work. The proverbial last straw. And suddenly, there's a smoking gun in your hand. A bloodied knife on the floor, or toaster, slowly fizzing, in the bath. And somebody, who until very recently, was very much alive, and now, isn't. Trouble is, the heat of the moment, is so, unpredictable. I could never be accused of that. Cold, calculating, and callous, maybe. But hot-headed, and unpredictable? Never.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. What have you done? They put two and two together. They found out. You ran, hid, wore hats and dresses. Ridiculous, what for? What a waste of time. You should have run away. What have you done? Yes, you have killed them all, haven't you? That's what they'll say. And here you were, so full of yourself. You answer their questions, all of their questions, and you can't even remember the answers anymore, you buffoon, thinking you could outsmart them all. What now? Now? Now you're in deep shit. But you've escaped once, and you'll escape again. For how much longer? And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is, what could possibly go wrong? 004. Also, not missing opportunity to show off, the underclassman spun the ball up and popped it in an arc into Ford's left hand. Be a good chap, Parker, and head down to the arms and get us a table. The prone Parker backflipped up and took off at a run. Thought we were headed to the library, inquired Ernesto. Because half of MI6 will be listening in. Cervantes started to sheepishly hum a yet-to-be-written Asia song. Heat of the moment. Last time I heard that, I was dancing on a volcano. Just a trick of the tail, Ford. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of The Galactic Battle Base, A Dark Matter, coming soon to Amazon. Anyway, this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 805 with a prompt of The Heat of the Moment. So here's my story. Yes, Bilbert said, standing up and looking around at the students in the cafeteria, all in their own worlds, unaware they had ostracized one of their fellow students. I am willing to take a stand and get labeled a freak. However, as he took a deep breath to make his declaration, the heat of the moment suddenly cooled, and he found he couldn't get the words to come out of his mouth. He sat back down. Are you done with your lunch? There's something I want to show you. Sabrina looked at him sideways. You're not a pervert, are you? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Nathan can check the temperature on his watch and on his phone with multiple apps. His computer's browser is a weather bug in the status bar. And there's an indicator in the information panel. And there's a sensor on the car's dashboard. And yet, he relies on a simple thermometer he's mounted to the rail of his front porch. There's something to be said about watching the red mercury go up and down. Or is it colored alcohol in there? Doesn't matter. As for rain, storms, hurricanes, if the thermometer is missing, well, the wind's too much. Better go inside.
And there you have it. All of the weekly challenge stories on the topic of the heat of the moment. Thank you to everyone who sent in a story, recorded it, and shared it. It's the imagination, the creativity. It's making things out of whatever comes to your mind. And I think that's what matters. The topic for next week is going to be a pick two. Go to the website and click Weekly Challenge, and you'll also see the topic in the upper right corner eventually, I think. I automate a lot of that stuff, RSS feeds and WordPress, and, you know, I'm lazy. But still, thank you all for being a part of it. And, as always, keep it brief.